The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The beginning of the pandemic, months into the pandemic, we played a clip on YouTube. Now, you understand, we're on radio stations all over the country. We have 7.5 million people a week who listen to this show. I'm grateful for your support. I'm grateful for our radio stations who partner with us, who carry the Mike Gallagher Show all over the country. And now we're in different platforms. So we've got radio stations. We're on the Salem News Channel, where we video stream the show every day. We play clips on Rumble, Truth Social, and evidently the Salem News Channel has a YouTube channel, its own YouTube channel. Yesterday, I got a notification that we were restricted again over something we did. Now, this goes back to the beginning of the pandemic. This is not the first time YouTube has censored us. First time was when I played a story that we saw on the news. A mother of a student in the Atlanta school system stood up at an Atlanta school board meeting and said she didn't want her kid wearing a mask. And we played the clip and reacted to what the lady had to say. She didn't want her child to be forced to wear a mask because of the pandemic. YouTube restricted us and said we were guilty of COVID misinformation. We literally played a news story that you could still find all over YouTube if you wanted. I'll bet you could Google it or whatever, find this lady's emotional. It was great radio and TV because of her passionate plea not to make her son wear a mask. YouTube censored us and accused us of fostering or advancing COVID misinformation. And of course, I said to my team, what are they talking about? How's it misinformation? We played a news clip. Well, that's what they do, Mike. Fast forward to yesterday. I get a frantic series of emails. Oh, YouTube restricted your video again. I said, what do we do now? Well, you played that clip that was on the news of the guy with the axe smashing up the McDonald's. And that clip was a violation of YouTube's standards. I said, what did we violate? Well, I read the policy. If a video contains violent or graphic content that appears to be posted in a shocking, sensational, or disrespectful manner, it's less likely to be allowed on YouTube. So, YouTube reviewed the Mike Gallagher Show content and determined that it may not be suitable for all viewers. They slapped a restriction on it. We're being censored, and we're being censored with 48 days before the midterm election. It dawned on me, this isn't about content. I said to Derek and Yuri and Eric and Tracy, I said, well, what did we do? What did we violate? Well, they'll never tell you. I said, what do you mean they'll never tell you? It was like a who's on first conversation. Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third. I said, they've got to tell us what we did in order to earn the censorship, right, to get restricted. Nope. They don't tell you. I said, what about if it was appealed? They don't tell you. They never tell you. So they hide behind content moderation as a form of censorship. Now, they're censoring conservatives. They're censoring Republicans. And they're doing it 48 days before the election, this crucial, historic, epic midterm election. How is this not trying to interfere with the outcome of an election? Remember when Twitter and other social media giants blocked and censored and removed the New York Post's coverage of Hunter Biden's laptop? Called that misinformation, and it turned out to be true? How do they get away with this? We thought we would ask the author of Terms of Service, Craig Stanfill. He's a computer scientist, engineer, knows all about artificial intelligence, but he, more importantly, knows all about big tech and their ability to censor. Craig, welcome back to the show. Your book is Terms of Service, also great books all about this sort of dystopian sort of world we're living in. You got to help me walk. You got to walk me through YouTube getting to hide behind vague, non-committal content moderation. Is it not fair to suggest that this is absolutely election interference if they're trying to censor political views that they disagree with?
First of all, Mike, thank you for having me back. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
You bet.
It's obviously political censorship. I did a little research going into this. Yeah, the footage that you showed, it's up there on YouTube. I don't understand how the exact same footage is okay when it's on WABC 7 New York, and it's not okay when it's on the Salem News Network. That seems offline, just a little bit fishy. But what we got to understand is that the virtual world, the internet world, and the physical world, and I explore this a lot in my fiction, have become one and the same. You can't draw a line between them anywhere. What happens in that world has a huge impact on this world. And companies like YouTube are, in effect, the government of the internet. They're the government.
Right.
And they have a huge impact on our daily lives.
Well, they have an impact in terms of the electoral process. I mean, this, you know, a lot of progressives like to scream about Republicans being a threat to democracy. If big tech can censor political speech so as not to make Democrats, you know, one particular party look bad, how is that not election interference? I mean, they're manipulating the outcome of an election. I'm trying to study this YouTube restriction thing because we'll never get an explanation from YouTube. Here's what it's, and you've reviewed this too. It's YouTube's policy says, we review content on a case-by-case basis and will only make limited exceptions for appropriate educational, documentary, artistic, and scientific contexts where the purpose of posting is clear. In other words, if you've got a political point of view or an opinion that doesn't jive with some pimple-faced kid sitting in a cubicle in Silicon Valley who's going to censor me, I'm out. I'm restricted. Craig, that's beyond shocking. That's outrageous.
I think that really they're dragging us back into the past. And I don't even mean into the medieval past. I mean into the pre-medieval ancient past where we had emperors and despots. Again, I look at YouTube and companies like that as the government of the internet, and that's an entirely reasonable point of view. And look at the rule of law. The rule of law is one of the most important things. It's even more important than democracy. Without the rule of law, democracy is not possible. It's not possible if the law is applied in an arbitrarily and capricious fashion. These laws, their terms of service, that's the law of the internet. The law is vague. The law is uncertain. It is selectively enforced according to the will of those who enforce it.
Those
it's
oligarchs.
It's not even the kangaroo court. It's a star chamber.
All by design. It's vague. The terms of service are vague by design. The content moderation guidelines are vague, specifically with one purpose. And honest to goodness, I can't get over when it happens to you. You know, it's the old adage about, it happens to somebody else is one thing. When they come for you, when I found out that they restricted what I said and the video clip I played about the axe wielding madman in New York. Now, here's what they censored. They got mad because I suggested that Democrat and progressive policies, no cash bail and letting, you know, bad guys go free, it's ruining American cities, and it's definitely an agenda here. That's what they didn't want heard. They know the video of the guy wielding the axes all over the place. They didn't want a guy who's right of center on the radio saying progressive policies are destroying American cities. Uh-oh, we better restrict that. We can't let somebody stumble upon their YouTube channel and see somebody saying that because maybe they're going to vote for a Republican. It's all political, Craig.
They're afraid of the truth because the truth stinks for them. They want to focus us on other things. They want to distract us. They want to control the narrative. They silence people who disagree with them. They silence people with other points of view. And they plaster the airwaves with whatever they want. And they're going to say that it's not censored. It's age restricted, whatever that means. But these age restrictions have a huge effect on the reach of what you say. Once they put that age restriction ban on, you share it to Facebook. It shows up age restricted. You can't watch it on Facebook. You have to go in, log into YouTube. And by the way, now they know that you watched it and they get some information on you. They're always glad to know what you watch.
This is
evil. Put up a big warning barrier.
This is evil, diabolical stuff, Craig. I appreciate your expertise. Thanks for joining us. Get his book, Terms of Service, Craig Stanfill. Thanks for joining us here in the ReliefFactor.com studios.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.